many years ago now, when I was in England, I went to the Keswick Convention. And in those days, they ran from London to Keswick, they ran a special train for people going to the convention. And I went with a married couple. And we had a marvellous week, and on the Saturday morning, we were returning home. And we had booked a taxi to come and take us to the station. Well, it got very close to the time for the train to go, and the taxi hadn't arrived, and I was getting rather agitated. I'm always telling people not to trust the... not to worry, just trust the Lord. It's amazing how you do, though, isn't it? And I was getting quite agitated, and then at last the car pulled up in front of the house, so we rushed out, and I said to Harold, the man and the married couple, I said, come on, he's a bit slow on his pins. I said, come on, Harold, get everything down there. And I said to Dorothy, come on, his wife, come on, Dorothy, you get in. And when I got down to that, some people call me Bossy Boots. I'm not. I'm rather a shy person, really. I know you don't believe me, but you wait and see. Anyway, when we got down to the taxi, I was a little bit annoyed to see that it was such a small car. The three people and all our luggage. Anyway, we got in, and then the lovely man who was driving us, he didn't even know the way to the railway station. But, of course, Bossy Boots knew. And by the time we got to the station, it was really nearly time for the train to go. And so I said to Harold, come on, Harold, get the luggage out. I said to Dorothy, she was a bit slow too. I said, come on, Dorothy, you get on to the station, I'll pay him. And the man said, I'm not a taxi, you know. He's come to visit somebody next door. I said, why didn't you say so?